Blog Talk Radio.
What it is, what it is. It's your girl, L.A. Drina. You know what it is. Bang Out Radio, Coast to Coast Fantasy Movement Friday. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
What's up, L.A. Drina? This is Megan Boots.
That's what it is, baby girl. We're about to go live in a few minutes, okay? For a few seconds.
All right.
You know, what it is, man, we about to get it in right here on Bang Out Radio. Megan Boots, I got Megan Boots in the building. You already know
what it
is.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
That's what's up with it. This is my girl, Megan Boots. Megan, can you tell them a little bit about yourself? Give them the grand introduction.
Okay, well, hi, y'all. I'm Megan Boots. I'm from Lewisburg, Tennessee. I wrote the whole state of Tennessee. I'm out in Cali, you know. I'm a producer. I'm a rapper. I make beats. I do all that. I run the studio. I'm with Dottie Red right now. Trini Savage, she's the manager, CEO. Kez, D. Vicious, Nicky Farron, Straight Lane. Shout out Rabbit, J1, The Movement, Golden News, 3J60 Inc. Shout out all of them. Man, we're on everywhere. We're on websites, we're on Twitter, Facebook, Moco Space, MySpace, DeadPiff, Reverb Nation. All you gotta do is Google us, you'll find us.
man, this is the Dottie Rap fam girl right here. You know what I'm saying? My girl Megan Boots. I met her at the Female Hip Hop Honors Award, you know what I'm saying? We about to get it in. We got a nice show planned for y'all today, you know what I'm saying? We got a host of other female MCs that will be calling into the show to get it in with your girl, L.A. Drina, you know what I'm saying? Megan Boots, you know what I'm saying? She doing her thing, you know what I'm saying? We got Jay Gaines is supposed to call in. Another female rapper, you know what I'm saying? We just got a live cracking show today. I got a my topic of today, you know, is the grind of the female rapper. It's called What Is Beef, you know what I'm saying? I would like to know, you know what I'm saying, your insight on that in a few minutes, but we about to open this show up with one of your songs right quick, Megan, right here on Bang Out Radio. Let's go.
I don't know how I was about to bounce the track without talking some for a drop. Because it's Trini Savage. Look, I just did a show yesterday with Dina Ray. Big shout out to you, Dina Ray. Purple Beatles, Daddy Red, Trini Savage. It's going down. Are you ready?
I go hard, Trini. Even when there ain't no beat, I let it rock and roll, rolling rock, stop. Then I wait for the drop. Trini Savage. He hear my call, give it all like number 23 with the ball of a dunk in your face. Hit you with the bump, say it's me, snitches. Boom, what's the water boy chain? Got my ears open for the ones been harder than what I do. Yeah. Listen to all the tension to my new dance. Kiss. I ain't no begin, ain't no pop. I ain't no jigging, ain't no knot. But those four dudes right there, goddamn, get it, rip it hard. They want some competition. I'm trying to be in everybody lane. Sidewalk closed in the streets, one carpet, skateboarding in the middle of the street, up in one way. But you gotta make it happen, man. Even it's very right time when you roll up. It's just the beginning, it's kind of far from being over. I'm a beautiful disaster, so carry the cast. You might as well get that number, cause I ain't going nowhere. Bet you ain't know that I blow. Silly is a baby, well, south for the water, couldn't even stop. Here comes flow, I'm a missing four. I got to focus on being a role model, such as money trail. Count the bells, can't forget the title. Do what I need to get the ground. Best female, you can ask around. I ain't dreaming, I can see the crowd. And pixely waiting, jumping up and down. Came to see your show, I dance for you now. Stand back up, rap, sing them out with some lit dress. So catch up, rap, you be the guy with some lit dress. Didn't need a beat when I broke this track. Had to do the joy, just had to dance. I'm so fierce, I'm so right. You need some coins, you got a black hole. Why do I want to be a girl looking up a better soul? Do I want to be a girl that evolved in the world? Can't live against reality. If it's meant to happen, it's gonna let it be. What am I doing if I'm supposed to entertain you? Sit in my blood, ignore and just live on. I don't think so, I can't believe it. Cause everything is done for a reason. Funny how everybody trying to know up. When you walk up in the gig, everything's over. Hold up, walking and looking on point. From the toe of fresh cut, all them girls who beat up like, can I touch ya? Girls find me standing in the touch. Everybody I bang with around me popping right out. If it was my choice, boys, I was about to be off. I'm crazy dope, trendy, about to go ham on all of y'all. Like, cypher, red up, circles, and dudes spitting all. Coming through the door like a freshman out with the bars of the bar. So I'm not about to shut it down, y'all. Eyeball, y'all, crawl, y'all, see what I saw. Back balls, watch me dive in the beat. Head first, police throw with a ridiculous outlaw. Chinese lining out your eyes, I'm hard. So you're so weak, we'll skip four stars and help to the fifth. What can I say? I love drive by the ratings. Let me in, that I can really serve if I get full force. But you gotta tap now, pay me. Tell them what they ain't can drive you crazy. What's the regulations? We can make it become fame. We just thought of in that vein. It's definitely not me. I live a life of 40. I'm quick, I think it's 4J.
Ooh, red. Ooh, red. Oh, wow. We on this jump, bro. We in here.
Yo, we in here like swimwear, and you do know that,
Rad. Yeah.
Damn, Rad. Yo, thank you, yo. You be on your grind like a motherfucker, yo. I'm getting my computer back tomorrow, so I'm gonna be on it.
Hey, that's what's up with it, you know? That's how we doing it on Bang Out Radio. You know what I'm saying? What a great way to open the show with my girl Megan Booth from the Dottie Rap Fam. You know what I'm saying? She doing her thing, got the beats on lock, you know what I'm saying, on her grind and hustle. You know what I'm saying? I met this young lady at the Female Hip Hop Honors Award, you know what I'm saying? When I seen her up there, she was doing her thing, you know what I'm saying? We got so many flicks together, that ain't even funny, even though I didn't see all of them because, you know, I think Judge Rebel got some pictures way over there in Boston, so I'm going to ask her to send something this way. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, Megan, I'm just so glad to have you on the show today.
Yeah, I got a special guest, Trini Savaz, on the line, too.
Red.
Okay.
What's up with it?
What's up with it? Introduce yourself.
I'm good. I'm out in Philly right now, you know, showing Philly some love right now. You know, we got Lime Green Entertainment out here. You know, we got Dottie Red. We doing it real big. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be on Cali pretty soon. I give about like 2 more weeks, you know. Megan Boots over there, she getting our apartment situated. So we about to go down. We about to shut Cali down, and you do know
that. Yeah.
Red. That's what I'm talking about. See, you know what I'm saying? I mean, this show is just going to keep growing and growing and growing and growing and moving. You know what I'm saying? When I've been like praying and I've been wanting, you know what I'm saying, more female MCs from the East Coast to come this way and show Coast to Coast MC movement some love, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, it's not my movement. It's a movement from coast to coast, you dig? You know what I'm saying? So we trying to get it in like that, you know what I'm saying? We trying to show some unity between all the female rappers from coast to coast, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to Philly, you know what I'm saying? Directly from your girl, L.A. Serena, you know what I'm saying? Repping South Central California, you know what I'm saying? We got it going on right here. I got Megan Boots in the building. We got another caller that's about to call in right now. Y'all stay right on the line because I got a few questions and everything for you, Megan.
Right here. Right.
You know it.
You're live on Bang Out Radio, caller 5853.
What's up? It's Misty Blue.
Yes, yes, yes. Misty Blue is definitely in the building. We got Megan Booth, you know what I'm saying, and my other homegirl right here from Philly. Give Misty another introduction of the name, Miss Lady from Philly.
Okay, Red, what's up? I'm Trini Savine. You do know that. Coming from out of Philly, you feel what I'm saying? You know, got a cousin Corrupt over there. He repping the West Coast for me right now, you feel what I'm saying? I'm going to head over there, you know, pretty soon. And you do know that. Trini Savine from Dottie Red. Definitely.
That's what's
so
weird,
too.
But, yeah. We love us from Corrupt over this way, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to introduce y'all to my girl right here, you know what I'm saying, Misty Blue. She doing her thing, you know what I'm saying, out here on the West Coast. Give them a grand introduction, Misty.
Hey, watch, baby. Hold up. My 1 minute. I got a bad reception. I'm about to hit you right back because I see my phone tripping.
Okay.
I'm
well,
right.
Call back.
I'm sorry.
Here, you know what I'm we doing,
that's
I mean, we doing it right here, Bang Out Radio. We turned up, you know what I'm saying, right now. We turned up. You know we going to have a few callers calling from coast to coast today. You know what I'm saying? We about to have North Carolina in the building. You know what I'm saying? We got, you know what I'm saying, Tennessee in the building.
Yeah.
We got Philly in the building. We got South Central Los Angeles in the building. You know what I'm saying? And it just makes me so happy because, I mean, it's not too many different entities out there that's doing it like that from coast to coast with the female MCs. I mean, you ain't about to hear us all on the air at the same time. So if you missing out on the show, we feel sorry for you, but you got to be able to experience it at least one time or another. I mean, we're about to get into some questions with my girl, Megan Booth. So can you tell me right now, Megan, what inspired you to become a MC?
Well, first I started off making beats. I started with playing instruments. And then when I got into the 12th grade, somebody told me about Fruity Loops. And then I started making beats on there. I went to college, and then I learned that I could put words to it and make tight songs that was better than the radio. So I went from there. 2006, it started.
Oh, man, Megan, you got to, you know what I'm saying? Tell me what kids do you like to work with? What is your favorite part about beat making?
Oh, man, I love the Drummer Boy kids, man. Drum Squad, shout out to Drum Squad. They're from Memphis, Tennessee. I had met them in a video shoot. I love their 808s. It's something about the bass and the drums. And just, man. Yes.
That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? 808s, hey, Megan, I'm going to have to, you know what I'm saying, patronize your business with the beats. You know what I'm saying? You already know how I get down. I love 808s. You know what I'm saying? I'm shopping for beats. You know, I'm going to take my time with this one. You know, y'all already know. You know Miss Toy. You know Miss Toy Tian. You know, I'm working with her, you know what I'm saying, on some production too. Shout out to you know, the Spark, you know what I'm saying, Spark Productions, you know what I'm saying, and she's linking up with them to help me pull together this fire, ferocious-ass beat that's going to have a southern West Coast twist to it, baby. But I'm going to let y'all know about that pretty soon, because this anthem that I got coming up is for the female from coast to coast, you know what I'm saying. But I'm about to get on another one of your tracks, you know what I'm saying, right now. You know, so we about to get it in right here on Bang Out Radio. Can you tell us about this one, this I'm On It? You got the I'm On It remix, Megan Books.
That's one of our rads. That's Kedge. He's a hot spitter. He just turned 18, you know. He freestyle crazy, man. He got crazy bars, man. He's rad to the core. Hot spitter, let's get it.
Hey.
Yeah. It's Kedge, CRF, nigga. Look, it's time to diminish any opposition. I wonder what they do if they in my position. Wait, they can never be in my position. Top spot, number one, on the throne is where I'm sitting. And I'm living life lavishly. No doorknobs, so these lames couldn't handle me.
Okay.
Breaking down the door like the rent on the lease is money. Paper chasing, feet sore, hands bleeding from paper cuts. I keep them on their toes like dancers. The sickness that I spit, I admit, give them cancer. I whip them into shape like Dixon and Prancer. They questioning my game, well, bitch, I'm the answer. QEDJ, by the way, amazing. I'm all about my green like a cow, it's my craving.
Okay.
I spit with a symbiotic twist. Didn't get it? Well, I rap. Spidey's enemy is my identity. They say hip-hop dead, I got the revival remedy. Drop bars heavily, telekinetic energy. So when I'm at the show, I move crowds with the melody. Yeah, I move crowds with the melody.
Okay.
So when I'm at the show, I move crowds with the melody. Yeah, cheer. Going in round two, tell a nigga batter up. Cash rules, touchscreen, they can never scatter us. I smoke these little niggas like cannabis. My raps down pack, slap bars like a platypus.
Woo!
I teeter on the brink of extravagance. Discard foes, their ideas are anatomy.
Okay.
They never do shit, I'm a verb to the adjective. I'm what the white people thought of the native one, savages. I be getting vegetables like lettuce and cabbage. You a dumb tomato and be staring at my carrots. I call them all Bugs Bunny. It'll be rabbit season if they messing with my money.
Okay.
I'm a bear in a beehive. Take that, honey. No Yogi, but these boo-boo niggas is looking funny. They just test dummies and I be running crash tests. I'ma keep spitting till I choke on my last breath.
I know, that's before we met you, Brad. It was over.
Oh, man, it was over. I was in the studio making it happen. Hold on, I got Kedge on the other line.
What's up, Brad?
What's up, Brad?
You on the radio, Brad.
Nigga, swear.
Right, Bristol. Shout out LA Dream at Bang Out Radio. www.bangoutradio.com. Shout out LA Dream. I met her at the Female Hip Hop Awards. She doing her thing, man, for real.
Oh, for sure, That's what's up.
So we just waiting for her to link us in.
Wait, what song was it?
I'm on it.
Swag, I have bars on that.
We just waiting for them to link us back in real quick.
What happened?
I tried to call Vish and pick up the phone. I'm just waiting for them to link us in right now.
Yep.
Oh, dang. That nigga probably hibernating right about now.
Right. I talked to him earlier this morning. He's sitting there talking about he's talking about something. Don't move it. I asked him about a certain neighborhood to move in. He's talking about
That's what's up with it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Megan, can you tell us what's going on with your movement and everything? You know what I'm saying? 5853, you're live on Bang Out Radio. My girl Missy Blue in the building.
What's up, girl? I'm back.
We want to know about the Dottie Rap. You know what I'm saying, and what y'all got going on, you know what I'm saying? We hear y'all talk about the Dottie Rap movement and everything. So can you give our listeners, you know, an introduction to what that's all about?
Go ahead, kill it, Trini.
Oh, all right, what's up? I'm going to give some insight on Dottie Rad real quick. Basically, Dottie Rad, you know, we accept anybody that has talent. That's what being rad means. It's, you have talent, whether you sing, dance, rap, whether you make soda cans, whether you stack cups. I don't care what you do, you can be rad. You know,
That's dope. But you know what? I see that y'all even got a rad swag about y'all. So everybody that I've seen from Dottie Rad has got it going on. You know what I'm saying? They doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? They got the right image. They got they attire together. You know what I'm saying? They got a unique style about themselves. And I like that. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the whole Dottie Rad fam doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? We have a caller calling in. Caller 9981, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
Should I say Zoom? Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, of course. Toka is the same. What's good, baby? L.A. Jean in the building.
What's up?
Hey,
bye.
What's good, everybody, here on Bang Out Radio, banging that fire Friday with your girl, L.A. Jean.
Bang
Yes. You know what I'm saying? We getting it in. What y'all got popping, you know what I'm saying, for this Friday? You know, we trying to get it in today.
Of course, y'all already know I'm in Vegas. You know, we got the Travis Porter again that's coming out here. We got the shows. I mean, it's a lot of shows going on, especially for indie artists and known artists putting together a lot of things out here. So you already know, Dream, I'm all in the mix. You know I got to.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We all got to. That's what's up with it, you know what I'm saying? Staying, you know what I'm saying, in the loop, you know what I'm saying, with all the things that's happening this weekend, you know what I'm saying? That's what's up with it. You know, it's hot out here. It's like 100 degrees, you know? But I'm still trying to get my
104 here.
Yeah, we're looking forward to, you know, the Vegas trip and everything we got going on. That's what's up, you know?
Yes, we got that going, everybody. We got it. Well, July 8th, that's a Friday. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be heading to Vegas.
Yep.
We all going to be in a pool party. We got Vanity Nightclub. We got Pure Nightclub. I mean, it's a lot of shit that's going to be going on. Of course, we're going to be partying on party buses, so we full bar, stripper pole, music. I mean,
things,
drinks.
But you got to get the rest or take a trip up there. We trying to get up too.
We're trying to get it in, you know. Today we got a topic of discussion right here on Bang Out Radio. You know, this is dealing with the female MCs, you know, from coast to coast. You know, and this is one that a lot of people try to get around, but I don't because I'm L.A. Drina. So, of course, I want to talk
about
what.
Yes, you are. You L.A. Drina.
Yes. You know, I would like to know, what is beef? When you define beef in the industry, you know what I'm saying? See, like, it's a lot of beef and all that's going on out there with the female MC. You know, it kind of gets under my skin because, you know, me, I'm all for the female unity thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, And I see the beef that's going on out there, which is it doesn't even have like a solid foundation behind it. It kind of irritates me when I look up and I see it going on all the time. So you know what I'm saying? As y'all being female MCs, you know what I'm saying? And from a guy's perspective too, I want to know how do y'all feel about the female in the hip hop industry about them having beef? Do y'all feel like it's a valid reason for them to have beef like the way they do?
No, I think some parts is just, you know what I'm saying, to get it going, but that way people can talk about it. You know what I'm saying? It's all about the name, you know what I'm saying? People talking about it's more things, you know what I'm saying? So it's with anybody. Anybody starting beef, they like, okay, we're going to start this. Or sometimes it could be true beef, you know what I'm saying? But most people looking inside and out, they'd be like, oh, man, they trying to get more, you know what I'm saying, people looking at them more, you know what I'm saying? So that's my partake about it.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you never know. I mean, you could have really beef with somebody, and you know what I'm saying? But the people that's looking in, like, you know what I'm saying, do they really have beef, or what's the reason for it? But, you know what I'm saying, sometimes you do. So a lot of rappers, a lot of female rappers are just like that. Everybody, you know what I'm saying, think they, you know, the number one rapper, but I think all the female MCs should just come together and should have put a whole album together. What the fuck? We women. We could do this shit
that's
together.
That's
you know?
True.
Why can't we all do this together? We all rappers, we all females. We can dominate this world. We can dominate this industry. It doesn't matter if you're a female rapper, female singers too, you know what I'm saying? Why can't we all just come together on the CD or a collabo? You know, it's not about who's best, who writes the most tight rap or who comes with the best punch lines, or it's not all about that, you know? Every female won't say, I'm the hardest female, I'm this, I'm that. Okay, we can all say that, you know what I'm saying? Like L.A. Drina, she's going to be L.A. Drina. You feel me? She's going to say what she say. And the next female going to say what she say.
That's
right. And a lot of females and a lot of rap artists do not want to come together, and I don't understand why. Why you guys don't not want to come together? It's like we can all put our minds together and go forward, and that's not how the game is. It's never going to be like that in this industry. It doesn't matter if we indie, too. If we indie, it's still the same way. It's still the same way. It's like
that's
we can get
real.
Together so many people. Oh, I'm going to do this, but, man, no, I'm tight. I should be, no? Why can't we all just be on there and just say the shit?
That's real. What do y'all feel about that? What about you, Megan Boots? How do you feel about the whole situation with the beef that's going on amongst the female rappers in the industry?
I think it's silly. I mean, I wouldn't want to have beef with nobody in the industry. I try to be on everybody's team. Like Trina Savage said, shoot,
right.
The more people you can talk to, the more fans you're going to get. That's more love. Shoot, you can do so much
that's
with
true.
More people than trying to do it by yourself. You need a team
true.
In this world.
Yes. But sometimes it's all about fame anyways. You guys got to understand that. Like, if you're a known rapper, if you have beef, that brings more fame to you. You know, it brings more, like, that means people talking about you, people saying your name.
Mm-hmm.
People going to want to go see what you got because you got beef with this other person. You know what I'm saying? Oh, damn,
nobody.
She got beef with her, or she got beef with this person. Damn. Wow. You know what I'm saying? It makes
Do
more.
Do you feel
it makes...
that it helps someone's career out, though? Do you think that by... someone that's an indie artist, do you feel like that, like them having beef with each other, do you feel like that's going to, you know, help their career out in any way?
Yeah, some people think that.
Okay.
Let me tell you, some people does. Like, you an indie artist beefing with a known rapper, what you think going to happen? So tell me
what's going to happen. I mean, there's two types of beef
you
in
can
this
either,
world.
You can either get blackballed, or you're going to get saved.
Yeah, you know, and the majority of the time, to me, the way I see it, it's only a couple of rappers that I can name off the top of my head who's actually was successful with his gimmick as having beef with people as,
right.
like, such as a mad rapper of 50
uh-huh.
Cent. He the most successful person who used that tactic and had, you know, beef with everybody
right.
and came up on top.
Mm-hmm.
But it don't work
mm-hmm.
that way for everybody.
With everybody. No,
beef,
it don't.
If you have
it
beef
don't.
With the wrong person, it could actually,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, stop your career, right?
Right.
Because you, know
right.
you don't know who that person's allies with.
Right.
Because you, know
you never know who you're targeting because you're like, damn. You a nobody, but you beefing with somebody that's already in the game. They like, fuck, no, you're going to give them that ball fast. Or
right.
or it could turn around like, damn, this motherfucker really went at her hard. Man, you feel me? I ain't never knew nobody that's in the industry, but this let alone unsigned art, this unsigned rapper just came in and killed it.
Well,
come on,
now. What do y'all think about Keys and the whole Keys and Nicki Minaj situation?
Oh, no, I just like. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, I know I've been reading up on that and following that. I just don't understand it, but I'm thinking it's like, because, you know, Nicki really, really haven't came back, you know, because she's not. She say, why? But he's, you know, targeting her because why? Because she's a hot thing right now, right?
Right.
So I'm crazy because I'm like, because I was like, who is Keys? At first, I didn't know who she was.
Hmm.
I never knew who she was.
But you know what? I've been following Keys for years before Nicki Minaj came out, and Keys is a hard-ass rapper. But see, the thing over there
is,
I feel like Keys should, you know, redirect her attention because she's so talented and she got mega bars, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like Keys should focus her energy more on, like, dropping hits, you know what I'm saying, and making history happen.
Yeah, I've heard her songs. I mean, she got heaters. She got the punchlines. I mean, you know what I'm saying? She's doing it out there. Like you said, you know what I'm saying? Maybe if she do it a different way. I mean, but she do got a lot of talent. She has a lot of talent. And she can go far with it, too. Because I looked at her on YouTube. I'm like, okay, this girl, I never knew who she was. I'm like, okay, she got the shit. She got it. You know, she got the talent right there. It's right in front of her face. She has it. She knows she got it. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's what's up with it. I mean, I guess a lot of people, they do it because, you know what I'm saying, they feel like it's going to help their career out. But I feel like if you put as much energy into, you know what I'm saying, making good music, you can be as equally, you know what I'm saying, yoked in the industry as anybody else, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We got
mm-hmm.
Megan Boots in the building with the Dottie mm-hmm. Rad Fam, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all doing it big right here on Bang Out Radio. We got another track right here, you know what I'm saying, that belongs to Megan. And this one is called Fire Flame. You know what I'm saying? Is this an instrumental? Is this one of the beats you made or what?
No, it's one of Lil Wayne's instrumental. It's my boy Kez on there again. He go hard, I tell you, he go hard, man. He's on the line, actually. You want to say hello?
Hello? No, actually, you know, no, we lost Kez. I think Kez lost. But it's okay, though.
What about this Heart in the... Okay, we got Heart in the Paint. We got that one
right
here.
Here.
You want to
like
hear
that song? Play
that
song. I like it.
All right. Okay, Heart in the Paint. We got Megan Boots in the building. I got my girl Topaz with Shay. We got the Dottie Rap fam in. You know what I'm saying? In a little while, we're about to have a few more female MCs. This is about to be a nice size party today. I'm Megan, are you familiar with YBE? You already know who YBE is, don't you? You know, if not, add her to Facebook, you know what I'm saying? YBE doing it big, you know what I'm saying, out here on the West Coast. She's from Inglewood. You know, she got the hot bars, too, you know what I'm saying? So she going to be on the show within the next few minutes, you know what I'm saying? But I want to introduce, my whole purpose behind the show, too, is to link all my female MCs coast to coast together, you know what I'm saying, so they can see what each other is doing, you know. And if there's any Baltimore chicks out there listening, I am in dire need of y'all to come this way with some of your tracks, because I really dig the scene out there, you know, the whole, them females out there, they just murking shit off. They got the, they make the dudes want to second guess their own lyrical skill, you feel me? If you guys have any insight on this show, you know, call in. We're right here, 661-621-7559. We're about to get into some Megan Boots right here on Bang Out Radio, Heart in the Paint.
To this vibe.
I don't know how. I was about to bounce the track.
How about you, man? For real.
Without talking some.
Before it drops.
Because it's Trini Savant. Look, I just did a show yesterday with Dina Ray. Big shout out to you, Dina Ray. Purple Diva, Dottie Red, Trini Savant. It's going down. Are you ready?
I go hard even when there ain't no beat. I let it rock and roll. Roll and rock, stop. Then I wait for the drop. Trini Savant.
He hear my call, give it all right. Number 33 with the ball of a dunk in your face. Hit you with the butt, they get me stitches. Ooh, I'm the one of a chain. Got my ears open for the ones been harder than what I do. Yeah. Listen to all the tensions of a new damn kid. Ain't no beginning, ain't no pop. Ain't no jigging, ain't no knot. But those four dudes right there, goddamn, get it ripping hard. They want some competition. I'm trying to be in everybody lane. Five walk close, you one carpet, eight word, little bit of street, number one way. But you gotta make a happen, mate. Even if it's right time when you older, it's just the beginning. It's kind of far from being over. I'm a beautiful disaster. Don't care and reach a chance. You might as well get that show because I ain't going nowhere. Bet you ain't know that I blow. Silly is a bit you well. Sounds what a water couldn't even still past my flow. I'm a missing four. I still focus on being a role model success. Money trail, found the bail. Can't forget the title. Do what I need to get the ground. Best female you can ask around. I ain't dreaming, I can see the crowd impatiently waiting, jumping up and down. Came to see your show, I dance for you now. Stand back up, rest, sing them out with a lit dress, so catch up, rest. Beauty in the eyes with a diamond slab. Didn't need a beat when I wrote this track. Heavy than the joy, we can never dance. I'm so fierce, I'm so right. You need some point, you need a black. Do I want to be a girl looking up at the store? Do I want to be a girl that evolves in the world? Can't live against reality. If it's meant to happen, it's gonna let it be. What am I do if I'm called to entertain you? Sit on my butt, ignore and just live on. I don't think so, I can't believe it. Cause everything is done for a reason. Funny how everybody trying to know ya. When you walk up in the gig, everything is slow up. Hold up, walking in love. Looking on point, from the toe of fresh cut. All them girls who beat up like, can I touch ya? Before me standing in the cut, everybody I bang with around me popping right out. If it was my choice, I would try to be off. A crazy dope trendy, about to go ham on all of y'all. Like, fight for it, a fuck up and do spitting all. Coming through the door like a stretching out with the boss. With a bar side, not about to shut it down. Y'all eyeball, y'all crawl, y'all see what I saw. Back bros, my feet dive in the beat. Head first, police flow with a ridiculous outlaw. I'm hard, so you're so weak. We'll skip for stars and help to the fifth. What can I say? I love drive by the ratings. I mean, even I can really serve if I get full force. But you gotta tap now, pay me. Tell them what they ain't can drive you crazy. What's up, my galaxy? We can make it become fame. We just thought of in the fame. It's definitely not me. I live a life of 40. I'm quick as I get 4J.
Oh, yeah.
Brandy,
I love you.
Now, tell me this. Which one of y'all is this one that's spitting so dang on fast on this track? That's Trini.
That's me, Trini.
Okay, because I think y'all voices kind of sound the same a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But in a way I can kind of catch it. But I'm digging the whole flow pattern. I'm digging the whole style, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I like that too.
This is what's up with
you know what? I definitely wanted to say, like, you know, as a female rapper, you know, there were a lot of different things that I had to do to adjust my flow. And I want to tell, you know, any female rappers that are listening, let me tell you something, okay? There's a difference between mainstream and there's a difference between underground. What you heard is underground. Now, when I come out with mainstream music, I'm not going to be rapping so fast. Ladies, when you want to make mainstream music, you need to slow it down. They need to understand what you're saying because that's the only way that the people that listen to our music can really catch it. The only time that you're really going to have somebody listening to fast music are people that really love hip-hop, like the people that listen to, like, Nas and stuff like that. Other than that, you want to everybody, you want to have to slow it down a little bit, you know what I'm saying, and give it to them. Give them that real rap, you know, the real rap music. You know, females need to do this.
Oh, yeah,
man. Man, y'all heard it right here. That's Trini Rag, you know what I'm saying? They doing it right here on Bang Out Radio. You know, we got YVE about to enter the building, you know what I'm saying? So I want y'all to give her a, you know what I'm saying, grand introduction, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we about to get it in. I mean, I got all the female MCs, you know what I'm saying, coast to coast with it, you know what I'm saying, today. I'm really enjoying myself on the show so far, you know what I'm saying? I mean, Philly is in the building, you know.
Yeah.
That's what it is, you know. So
that's
Yeah, that's what it is. We got caller 7960. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
Where you at?
No dead air.
No dead air.
What's good with it?
Are you what name are you asking for?
Caller 7960.
Oh, that's YVE, the original woman. What's good? Hey, L.A. Drina, I got to tell you, I want to give you so much love for the innovation, the creativeness, your courage, and just the fact that you are you and bringing us together coast to coast to represent and let people know there's females out here representing today, right now, putting it down in a very real way. And I just got to love you for that.
Oh,
and what's up
on
my sisters?
Yeah. this is YVE, you know what I'm saying? YVE is very a very intellectual, I mean, we ain't going to get into the lyrics yet, but very intellectual, you know what I'm saying, young lady. Got it going on, like, every way, which way, you know what I'm saying? And I met her also at the Female Hip Hop Honors Award. I mean, just going to that thing was a blessing for me because I came across a lot of female MCs, you know what I'm saying, that's really doing the damn thing, and they got it going on with it, you know, and the right ones came across my path, you know what I'm saying, and I'm glad for that, you know, and she just happened to be one. She's actually the one that introduced me to Medusa, the one that I went crazy for.
Shout out to Medusa. Medusa's tight, man.
Yes.
Yeah, she's been putting it down since she paid her dues. She's been putting that down a long time. I got to give her a shout out, too. Just, she came in when we had a sound class competition. It was a bunch of females on the stage. And on the second, actually, it was the third one, the system put on. Shout out to the system. She basically made it like a workshop. Like, this is what you need to do to get the crowd moving. This is what you do to get involved. It's, you know, MC, master of ceremony, a microphone controller, this is what you do. You know what I mean? It was like she's on another level. And I know it's a lot of other females that are tight, too, and they're on the phone today, and some of them couldn't make it right now. But I just got to give her props. We'll credit, give credit where credit is due to Medusa, to the system, to DJ Gigi Sweet, you know, Brandy Kane, Black Molly, Miss Hayes, Michelle Triple X for the exposure she's given the women in L.A.
That's,
you know,
right,
shout out
right
to my boy Certified in Texas. It's a lot of people, Candy Cole, you know, that's working hard, creating tours, you know, going from city to city, doing their thing,
yeah,
getting paid. It's
that's
not just
real
a hobby.
Can I say something? Can I say something real quick? It's crazy. All right, check this out. So I'm about to get off the phone, but I just wanted to let you know. One thing that I really want to tell all of these female MCs, listen to me. You see how I rap, right? I know it sounds kind of like aggressive. I don't curse in any of my rhymes, okay? You do not have to curse. You do not have to rap with profanity, and you do not have to rap about sex. You do not have to rap about what you do to guys. You do not have to do any of that, okay? And that's what Dottie Rad stands for, okay? We stand for, we make music. We're MCs. We are not just rappers that entertain. I'm giving you that realness, okay? We are not just actors that rappers that entertain. We are MCs. We will give you, we will entertain you with the mic. We don't need no music, okay? And we don't need profanity, because when you use profanity, it just shows your lack of your vocabulary, okay? Your other words just,
you know what? That's a matter of opinion, because I use a lot of profanity and I have an extensive vocabulary. So it depends on what mood you in, what kind of person or audience that you're trying to appeal to. And it appeals to
who you are as an individual.
You're not going to cuss. If you're at home, you might say a cuss word. So if you're talking to your people, you might use a little bit of each one. You might use both.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't have to, but it's our prerogative. Just like it's our prerogative to use the N word, you know, or the B word.
I just know that we just be trying to be role models to the kids, because I know I had made a song, "If the Police" and stuff, and then my son started saying that. I was like, oh, no, I can't play this song in my car no more. You feel me? I be making
it's
songs that I know it's okay for my child to repeat.
Yeah, I feel that,
because I played nursery rhymes for my daughter in the car, and I put my headphones on and listen to everything else. She can listen to, you know, knees and toes or whatever. But yeah, I'm going to listen to what the heck I'm listening to, whether it's Rick Ross or whoever. You dig?
Yeah.
That's me.
See,
yeah.
I think that's one of the things about being an entertainer. It's like you have to, it's not as easy as we all think it is. We got to, like, try to create some type of balance or whatever with our careers and our family life, you know, and then some of us as entertainers, we decide to either join and intertwine the two together, or sometimes we keep it separate, you know what I'm saying? But in any event, you know, we just got to make it work, you know, we just got to create the balance that works for us, you know what I'm saying? But I love all different styles of hip-hop. I like all different styles, you know, and it's pretty cool, you know what I'm saying, that you can be lyrically well-rounded in different areas, you know. I mean, some people might call my flow pattern bipolar flow, because I'm 100% about female unity, but when it's time to get in the booth, I get competitive. So I don't even You know what I mean? It don't. I mean, I don't even try to. I don't try to sugarcoat nothing when I get in the booth, and it depends on what mood I'm in. But I come off with my lyrically conscious tunes. You know what I'm saying? Where I'm just talking to my little young ladies, because I got a thing for 13 and 14 and 16 year old chicks. So I try to talk to my little young ladies like that. But then sometimes when I'm talking woman to woman, we might go all the way left field with it. You know?
Right.
Let's so keep it real, you know.
I mean, what are y'all struggles? I mean, as far as that goes, you know, how do y'all separate it? You know what I'm saying? YBE, you know what I'm saying? Megan Booth, you know what I'm saying? How do you ladies separate it? You know what I'm saying? How do y'all separate that? Or do you separate
it? I don't separate anything. It's a parental advisory explicit lyric stamp on the CD cover. And if the person decides to play it with their kids in the car, then I can't control that. I do disagree with kids being able to buy mature video games that simulate them murdering people and raping women and, you know, mutilating them and all that. But as far as music, I don't have no control over that. It's a mother or father's or parental guidance prerogative what their kids listen to. Have you guys spoken on the female MC battle yet?
Mm-mm,
well, you know
yet.
What? I was listening in on that, you know what I'm saying, on another show. I really didn't get a chance to view that, unfortunately, you know what I'm saying, but I knew it was the Queen of the Ring thing jumping off, you know what I'm saying, and can you tell me who won?
I didn't
or
see that.
Did you
all I know is they said the top five female MC battles of all time have been since Roxanne Shante versus everybody or Queen Latifah, Kia versus Trina, Lil Kim versus Foxy Brown, MC Lyte versus Antoinette, and Nicki Minaj versus Lil Kim. And I just want to know what some of the, you know, females think about Nicki Minaj's rise to prominence. Like, some people hate on her because she got, you know, wigs and booty pop, you know what I mean? And I see her as she opening doors for a major level executive to take some female artists more seriously in terms of sales because they see the units moving. But I'm interested in what other people think, too.
Well, I want y'all to answer that. You already know I done preached a sermon to you about what I think. But,
yeah, we had a conversation about it. I'm just wondering what other people think. Anybody jump in?
Nicki Minaj, man, I think she is very marketable. Like, some of her music, I used to listen to her music, and then I kind of stopped because I've been in the studio, like, all the time, 24/7. I've been working hard on my stuff. But what I have seen about her, she has changed her image, man. I remember her in the Gucci Mane Pills video. She's like Lil Nicki, you know, from around the corner. And then she came up with this. I seen her on the BET Award. I'm like, that is, she changed, you know. But it ain't.
Yeah.
I don't think she never forgot where she came from. Like, you might have changed your image or whatever, but I think that's just being smart, changing your image. It makes you more marketable. That's
yeah.
more money.
That's right.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean,
like,
I
on the Billboard
like,
Award show, she came out, like, put with some pop music, like some, what is it, what's that little boy's name? That little white boy? Was
Justin Bieber.
What is his name? Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
It was like some Justin Bieber type, some ish, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that just
that
meant, like, instead
hard,
of a million people listening, it was 50 million people listening. I mean, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
I think, you know, those type of beefs, you know what I'm saying, Lil Kim, Nicki Minaj, they might be considered, like, one of the greatest beefs of all time. But I think lyrically, I mean, it's not, I mean, they're not really getting at each other into a beef sense lyrically, so I don't really feel like, to me, their beef is valid. I think that they're jealous. I mean, they have jealous streaks with each other. They have more of a streak-type beef, you know. As far as, like, beef, like, I would say Remy Ma and Lady Luck did their thing with that, even though they wasn't in that category, you know what I'm saying? But I like that, you know what I'm saying? I would even put Keys and Nicki Minaj up against each other because Keys, I was looking the other day, you know how she got that one song that she did off the Soulja Boy beat or whatever? I was looking like, dang, she even got a video to it now.
Wow. She's doing it.
I'm like, she actually went as far to make a video. See, and that's actually a topic of discussion today, YZ. I mean, it's about, you know, beef. Like, what is beef? Like, how far do you really want to take it in your career? I mean, when you break it down, I mean, it's different when you're real young and all that stuff. But when you get older, you're supposed to become a thinker. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean,
right.
How far do you think people should take it? Or is there a line that you're supposed to draw somewhere in your career where you'd be like, I ain't messing with that. I ain't going to respond to that chick. I'm going to respond to her, though. You know
what? I heard this is on a Mel tip, but I heard Drake say on one of his songs that he won't even respond to a rapper that disses him. And I thought that was so evolutionary. Like, that's some next level ish. Like, I don't have time for that. I'm busy writing. I'm busy recording. I'm busy performing. I'm busy making money. I don't have time for what you're going through.
That's what I had
level.
To go through. I went through the same thing. Like, I had left another team for Dottie Rad because, like, you know, I put two and two together. I saw Dottie Rad was the way to go. So I had wrote a goodbye song or whatever. It was a goodbye song. It was nothing or whatever. But then they had wrote a diss song about me, talking about Death of MV was the title of it. I was like, dang, bruh. It's cool. Y'all can do that. Y'all going to reap the benefits or whatever because ain't nobody going to hear it. Don't nobody know who y'all are, you know. Y'all have me on your team, so I'm not going to sit up here and put on for y'all. I'm not about to tell people about y'all. That's stupid. So, but,
that
you know, I'm doing
you.
My music.
You can go further.
Have anybody ever took shots at any of you female MCs on the show today? Have anybody ever took shots at y'all in music?
Yeah. Like the group I was just talking about, they talk so bad about me. He put my son in it. He put my son's name in it. I was fire hot. Like,
are you kidding
I don't
me?
Even talk about
even
my
child
and my music. That's what I'm saying. That's stupid. That's
low.
Why I don't even
low.
Speak their name. Like, it's stupid.
We'll
they'll never be famous by me.
To their level.
That's real.
I think a lot of inadequately, like, if you understand psychology, when people have lack of self-esteem and they feel inadequate, they need to make somebody else feel inferior in order for them to feel superior or at least just on ground level, you know?
Exactly.
It's just about, can I degrade this other person and that'll make me feel good and then I can go through another day. But at the end of the, you know, end of the day, they really need to do some work on how they feel about themselves because either they're doing it for publicity as a gimmick or they really need to focus on things that are important. Like, I think that the powers that be, they put a lot of emphasis on us to chase paper. Like, it's good. We all need to survive. We all need to eat. But while we're busy chasing paper, that's all we're thinking about. They're destroying the ozone, the Amazon. You know, it's like all of our natural resources are being depleted, and we're so busy thinking about some of us being in paper. That we're not even knowing or understanding or caring that our kids are not going to even have clean air to breathe or clean water to drink, you know?
Right. Yeah. Well, I label myself as a hustler any day. I used to be a paper chaser. I'm not a paper chaser no more. I'm a hustler. I do what I got to do to get everything done, you know, 3 for 10 is all day, you know? But it's like with me, money is a side effect. If you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, money will come. You feel me?
Exactly. God got your back. Exactly.
Yeah.
I love
you know
that.
I wanted
to network more.
That's what it is, you know. Look, I want to get into this track by YZE, you know what I'm saying? And when we come back, we about to continue this discussion right here. You know, shout out to all the listeners out there. I got a roll call a few of my female MCs, you know what I'm saying, that's doing it way big, you know what I'm saying, from coast to coast with it. First, I want to give a shout out to, I got a homegirl named Ebony. Today is her birthday. Happy birthday, Ebony, you know what I'm saying?
Happy
birthday,
that's what it is. And then I got, you know, if y'all know who Black Molly is. Her birthday is on the 3rd.
Yeah, Black Molly.
So,
happy birthday,
Black Molly,
too.
Hopefully you do it real big. I heard you about to be in L.A. with it, you know what I'm saying, this weekend. You know, shout out to Brandy King, you know what I'm saying, doing her thing. Shout out to Chaos doing her thing on the West Coast out here doing her thing. You know, I got to give a shout out to my girl Miss Law that's out there repping Missouri, you know what I'm saying, doing it way big. I got a couple of her tracks we're going to put into rotation today. I want to just shout out to all my
females
doing it. You know what I'm saying? The Cali Girls, that's my group. You know what I'm saying? Cali Girls. Then I got GMG Squad. They're out there making moves. All the female MCs, y'all already know who y'all are. Treasure, Coke Bugatti, you know what I'm saying? Y'all
right.
Getting me in a whole team project over there, you know what I'm saying, with the Swag Kings movement. You know what I'm saying? They're doing doing it big, you know. Yeah. They repping for the studs and the fem rappers and stuff on the Swag King.
Oh,
so
yeah, shout out to
all
them.
Day, you know what I'm saying? They doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? But they rep for everybody. I just had one of my first interviews on their show, you know what I'm saying? And they let me come and get it in with them in the five footer. So we going to get it in. We got YZE right here. We got Obama Baby, Super Rich, and Drum O. Why, Obama Baby and Super Rich. Which one do you want to hear first?
You got the clean version of Super Rich, so you need a clean, right?
It don't matter. We don't, I mean, we don't, you know.
I think I sent you the clean and the explicit, so you can make a choice. I like Super Rich. I like Obama, too, which is cool, but I think that I made that song mostly for, you know, young people, and if you want adults to really have more of an appreciation, I would suggest Super Rich, because we all trying to get paper. As
okay,
well as
right.
Survive.
Super Rich.
We have a clean environment,
you know,
right?
That's what it is. Okay, if y'all just now tuning in, you rocking with your girl, you know what I'm saying? L.A. Dream, I got my girl Megan Boots in the building.
Yeah.
Trinity
yeah.
Rag, you know what I'm saying? My one infamous Conrad right here, YZE, is definitely in the building today. So we're about
yeah.
to get it in with Super Rich right here on Bang Out Radio.
Super rich, super fat, never weak, never fat. Super rich, super fat, just for freak, just for cat. Super rich, super fat, never weak, never fat. Super rich, super fat, just for freak, just for cat.
I am the best chick you ever heard of. Just give me the wife, huh? How can you watch this? Hold that issue, stop that drop,
this right here on Bang Out Radio. My girl YBE doing it like it ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is, yeah. Man. We get in. You know, I am always for, you know what I'm saying, all different flavors of hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Coming from coast to coast with it. Caller 0804. You're live on Bang Out Radio 7960. You're right back in. We're doing it right here. YBE, I'm digging that. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. I didn't hear the lyrics, though.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry for interrupting. I don't know if you edited it or which version that was, but it was like even the words that were not curse words were, I couldn't hear them. They were like missing.
Yeah, I don't know if this was a different track to it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into another YBE track too. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know.
Okay, this
but
one should be good.
Okay.
I mean, play all the way through.
We're about to get into that. Caller 0804, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
Hi.
You don't even know your name. Oh, what's up, Julia?
Who am I speaking to? Julia Gray. That's what's up. That's what's up. It's your girl,
you know,
L.A.
You know, I got my girl YBE on the air right now, you know what I'm saying, getting it in with
what's
Megan
up?
Boots, you know what I'm saying, a Dottie Graff family. You know, we just having a big party right here, you know?
Sound like
so,
a party line. You about to play Obama Baby right quick?
Yes, yes, yes. Obama Baby by my girl YVE. Doing it right
That's
here on Bang Out Radio.
Love.
Obama, no. Obama, Obama, not all about the Benjamin. No drama, no drama. It's all about Obama now, baby. Obama, Obama, not all about the Benjamin. No drama, no drama.
Thank you.
all about Obama.
You know what? I'm gonna tell you, we had some technical difficulties, but I still have fun anyway. I hope the audience can hear some of the flowing I was doing over the line.
Could you hear your verses on that one?
I heard it in some of them, but some of them were missing, and I really don't understand why. Because as far as I know, the version that I sent was a complete version.
Yeah,
so please forgive any technical difficulties. I apologize to the audience.
I'm just saying,
the album has every single lyric on it.
Yeah, well,
make sure you add me.
You know what I'm saying? I know we got a whole all-star lineup right here on Bang Out Radio. I want to hear my girl, you know what I'm saying, YBE. Can you just spit something off the top for us? It could be something you wrote or a freestyle, whatever you want to do.
Okay, you're going to put me on the spot. Let me think for 1 minute.
I know it takes
some
time because I don't ever come off right away either. Huh?
Can it have curse words?
Yeah, this is underground show, so baby, you can say whatever you want to say.
Get it?
Okay. Man, I'm not ready to spit nothing a cappella like off my dome and shit.
Well, let's hear something that you wrote. I want to hear something you wrote.
All right, let me see. Oh, my God, I'm faded. I can't remember my lyrics right now. You need to come back to me in a minute.
I want to do it.
It's just unfair.
It's all right. You know, we're going to get into another track right here. And you know what I'm saying? JG, don't you go nowhere because we're about to get it in right here on Bang Out Radio. And YBE, you know what I'm saying, whatever you feel like, you know what I'm saying, you can go ahead and do your thing, you know what I'm saying? I mean, me personally, I don't, anybody in here that's just true freestylers in here? Can I get something? I mean, I'm not a freestyler.
I'm not ready to say anything off the tune. I'm about to see you. And it's like, okay.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember my lyrics.
Okay, have you guys
ever
heard of
Freddie? I got my joke. Can you hear it
on there?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember something now, but it's kind of X-rated.
Okay, Coach, let's get into it. I want to hear something. I want some live action music right now. There we go.
Morning, noon, and night, we gon' hit them all right. If her ass is tight, she's staying in for the night. Don't give it up easy, cause my niggas is greasy. They gon' slide up in your pussy, baby, please believe me. That's all I can do for now. It's still daytime.
Hey. Alexandra.
Yeah.
Let's keep it moving. So I gotta clean
up. Clean up. We got 53 alive on Bing Out Radio. I got this other
Misty
track right
calling
here.
That girl.
Yeah, this is my girl Misty Blue, you know what I'm saying? Misty Blue is in the building, you know what I'm saying, right here on Bing Out Radio. You know, I mean, sometimes we have technical difficulties, whether it be with us or the actual switchboard. We got a new switchboard on Bing Out Radio now. So, I mean, I'm about to get y'all in the mix with, you know what I'm saying, some more music right here on Bang Out Radio. We're going to get into, you know, this track, you know what I'm saying, by Brandi Kane. Anybody in here familiar with Brandi Kane?
Hell yeah, she be grinding.
Yeah,
she be grinding in L.A., CA, USA, every day.
On fire.
That's what
what's
it
up.
Is. So we got Brandi Kane. Let me see. I'm just still looking for the track because, you know. Then I got my girl, I got Jay Games, you know what I'm saying, right here, too. But Brandi Kane,
what's up?
You know what I'm saying? I just, you know, that's what it is. Bring out radio. We about to do this.
The holiday weekend.
Yeah, what kind of plans do y'all have for the 4th of July? Anybody doing something interesting?
Tomorrow. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
What are you at?
Free music. There's everything at Helen Keller Park on Monday.
Okay.
Free food, barbecue, free drinks, free everything. All you got to do is bring your blanket and your...
$3.99.
Nice.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Okay, well, look, I'm about to...
I'm about to hit y'all with another track right here because I got to go back and find that one again. Let me see. But I got 1,000 songs right here, and they just lighting up the switchboard, you know what I'm saying? So I'm about to get into some Treasure. When we come back with Treasure, we're about to get a grand introduction of JG and who she is right here on Bang Out Radio, you know what I'm saying? We're about to get into the groove, you know what I'm saying? I got some more questions, you know what I'm saying, lined up, too, for, you know what I'm saying, why. Be, you know what I'm saying, because we got to know the inspiration behind the music. We got to know what's up with it and what's the next project and all of that. So we got to get it in. Bang Out Radio, that's what it is.
Let me introduce myself. I'm from the Tom Town. Treasure, what they know me by and call me now. I got the recipe you craving for. This is heat right here, and I got much more. Everybody anticipating, waiting for what's in store. The quiet storm creeping on you when I avoid. I climb the billboard, reaching up for the top. Can't nobody hold me down like Puffy, I won't stop. Fellas in the club swaying back and forth, and the ladies in the club drop it low some more. I can roll through the village, got some people from the red town, back to pocket hood, for the blue it goes down. Got some neighborhood pop roots, some nutty block cuts. South side, Santana Park, Kennedy becomes see the block, tree top, warm dark front hood, and the homie Rich J from the full town hood. I'm so
Compton, that's what it is, you know. We about to, you know what I'm saying, get back into, you know what I'm saying, some more of the interview. If y'all, I mean, I know y'all female MCs out there. I know my y'all, my comrades. I know if y'all got to leave, you know what I'm saying, just let me know. But if y'all, I want to party with y'all, you know what I'm saying, I got another hour left on the show and everything. Y'all trying to hang out, let's do it, you know what I'm saying. If you got to go, then just let me know. But if before you leave, I want you to make sure you shout out your contact links and all of that stuff to your music, you know what I mean? And so we can give our listeners all that info, you know. But we got a caller right here, you know, caller 3245, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
You gotta go.
What it is, 3254. Who am I speaking
what's
to?
What's up, Bella Adriana? How you doing?
I'm good. That's what's up with it, you know. This
yeah,
my girl, Sky.
Yeah, yes, I have to, you know, for sure call in, show love. Yeah.
I'm
out there.
Yeah, this clip right here, you know what I'm saying, Shy, you know what I'm saying? Shy just found out today she's about to have a baby boy in like a month from now.
Congratulations.
You know
what I'm saying?
Yeah, we just wanted to give you a shout out, you know what I'm saying? On the show and everything, you know. I just wanted to let you know I love you, you know what I mean? And congratulations on the baby.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I love y'all too, you know, and I appreciate all the support that, you know, you do for me. So I really appreciate you.
Yeah. This is my right hand right now. You know what I'm saying? What do you feel about female rappers? Shy's not a rap artist or none of that right now. She's a businesswoman. But I want you to give them your opinion on, you know what I'm saying, what you feel about the female rap thing. What do you think about it, Shy?
Well, for one, I salute all the females out there that's doing what they do. You know, that's how they, you know, that they eat, you know, feed their kids, take care of themselves, take care of their family. So I salute what they do. Men is doing it. But what I feel like is a lot of the female artists, that a lot of them don't stand together. You know, they want to fight amongst each other. You know, but I feel it's a lot of hot, you know, female artists out there, you know, that's hot. And a lot of them not getting a lot of radio play. You hear what I'm saying? Like, you know, if you go down south or south, you know, they really support their artists in the south compared to, you know, over here on the west coast, you know, we don't support each other enough. You hear what I'm
saying?
That's
exactly right.
That's real talk. I do that too. I'm from the south. I'm from Tennessee. We consider that as the dirty south. I've been throughout Alabama, you know, Mississippi, you know, Memphis. And then when I came over here, they was really tripping on me because of my accent. I had to, you know, talk way more proper and stuff on my phones and stuff.
Right,
I didn't
right.
have to listen to it.
That's not fair.
Hey,
whoever the siren in the background need to mute their phone.
Yeah, you know, but I mean, that's what's up, you know what I'm saying? I just want to get a little bit of insight from, you know what I'm saying, somebody that's not actually, you know what I'm saying, that somebody that's just a fan of the music, you know what I'm saying? And that's what's up, you know. On Bang Out Radio, we just continue to support the female MCs, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my female listeners out there. And the males, too, that support female artists.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all y'all. I salute y'all. Y'all need to get on more collaborations. I want to see more West Coast rap artists out there collaborating with female rappers like the dudes do down south, you know what I'm saying, and back north, you know what I'm saying, and back east, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just so much talent out there, you know? That's what it is, you know? I appreciate you calling in too, Shy, you know.
Oh, you know
Of course.
You know, another thing too, you know, back like you were saying, you know, the males need to get with the females, you know, but see, you know, you got a talented artist like yourself to where, you know, you will have other males hating on, you know, what you do to where they don't want to put you on their track, you know, but they don't understand that they just go, they making themselves hot as well. You know, because you may fit something, you know, that's way above their level to where, you know, some people can't understand it. But, you know, but, I mean, I guess that's just how the industry is, you know. It's just not enough love out there.
Yeah.
A reflection of our culture. It's not just women in music. Because even the males have, at least in Southern California, have a lack of cohesiveness and a lack of networking and supporting each other. I mean, they do get together and smoke weed and talk shit, but if I can say the word, S-H-I-T.
And if you sound better than them, don't put you down.
as far as making a business plan and executing and making it happen, it's a small segment. Also, just real quick, I want to give a shout-out to King T, who is the producer that produced the last two tracks that you played from my album, Dramatized. He worked with Dr. Dre and Ice Cube and Exhibit. He's really one of the founders on the West Coast along with NWA. So I wanted to give a big shout out to King T supporting me. You know what I mean? That's big. And HipHopSisters.com, everybody that's not affiliated with it, created by MC Light, need to get affiliated with it so you could hit each other and network, you know what I mean, and share ideas and make a movement that somebody recognizes.
Well, yeah, perfect. Make sure y'all hit me up, too, because I make beats, too. Megan Boots, Google me. You can find my beats on the Internet, too.
That's what's up. So why don't we roll call? We're going to start with YVE. I want to know, you know what I'm saying, what kind of projects you got working on, you know what I'm saying, right now. What are you working on right now? What's currently out there for your listeners to download?
You know what? CDBaby.com/CD/YVE, the original. I made 2 albums plus a single. Here's samples. You can download it online.
All
the CD Baby. Also, right now I'm working on managing a couple of artists, an R&B artist named Certified and a rap artist named Jex. And working on, they got shows booked, getting them everything, the T's crossed and the I's dotted, so that when it's time to have the proper fan base and following, that we can go to, we can get courted and go to and send, you know, pitch to people that are investors that have money to invest in us so that we can get even more exposure and be bigger and better and get rich in the process. So, you know, I'm studying entertainment law, and I'm loving life right now. It ain't easy. You know, like some people say pimping ain't easy. I don't consider myself a pimp, but it's better than being a hoe, you know?
Hey, that's that part right there.
That's red.
It gets no better than this. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? So we got YVE, you know what I'm saying, doing her thing. You know what I'm saying? JG, why don't you give us an introduction of who you are, Miss Lady?
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Okay.
I'm Julia Gregg, a.k.a. JG. I'm over here in the Rapid City, South Dakota area, kind of a far ways away, a far cry from where you're at, but I'm a rapper. Yeah. I'm a rapper, I'm a singer, and a songwriter.
Hey, welcome to the family, okay? We doing it like that, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, what's up in South Dakota? You feel me? You got your music thing going on. How you holding it down out there?
And you're a singer. Yeah. Well, to be honest with you, it's pretty dry, but there are a lot of people out here people who have rapping and singing and writing as a project that they do, like a hobby, but a lot of them aren't real serious about it, and some of them really don't understand, you know, how to hustle their music, so they're not really going anywhere.
What took you to that next level to where they weren't? What took you to the pace to where you say a lot of them are writing and doing all that, but what took you to that next to where you are now, to where you're on bangoutradio.com?
Well, to be honest with you, pretty much doing a lot of networking on, like, you know, Facebook and just trying to get my music out there and going to as many places as possible to, you know, get my music heard and market myself. So that's when I came across Lopez Lachey, and she had an offer for me, and I definitely took control of it as much as I could.
All right, you're on your way, baby girl. Just keep the grind on, keep your head up, keep positive people in your pathways, and you'll be on your way.
Amen.
Yep.
Don't forget to put God first.
God first, always.
You ain't going to make it. That's kidding, that's all.
Right. So, I mean, Topaz was telling us, you know what I'm saying, myself and Misty Blue, that you rap, you know what I'm saying, you do both rapping and R&B singing. So, you know what I'm saying, I listen in, and I don't have an R&B, I mean, I have an R&B track for you right now, which we're going to play on Bang Out Radio, too. But I want to hear you flow, you know what I'm saying?
You want to hear me rap?
Come on, girl, do it.
I'm glad I'm not the only one you did that to.
Let go.
Come on, do it to everybody. Come on. Make it fair.
Let go. Okay. And don't let me start beatboxing over here. Let's go.
Yeah, give me a beat. Do it, Janet Jackson. Give me a beat.
Well, I definitely do rap. Definitely. I have the tracks that I have with me rapping on them are pretty much remixes of like Run DMC and you know, Biggie Smalls and even a little bit of Lil Wayne in there.
That's what's up.
Well, just do what comes natural to you right now.
Whatever you wrote.
Okay. It's getting kind of hot in the spot today. I step into the fog and it's about to fade. Working two jobs at a minimum wage. I'm hardly getting paid and I'm starting to hate it. I let myself be deceived by a liar. Like in the Bible, deep in Delilah, but like a survivor. I'm about to rise and dismiss and dismiss all the pain. With my naked eyes shot all the rain. Falling on me, but don't think I'm ashamed. Everybody got a little bit of dirt in the game. You're the one to do it, you turn the other way. See, some days you can't even change my mind, so don't think you can change me. I was born right out of the cloud. Like, see, you guys look at me strangely. My mind is a make believe with the Canadian flag. It's a make believe. Together we're making a crazy team. And I mean, people think I'm creating dreams, but I gotta be a soldier. I know my mama, man. I done told her what it is I'ma be when I grow up. I'm great, but I don't know what.
Hey.
Oh, all right, I like Billy. That.
That's what's so. You know what I'm saying?
Come on,
you one of those. You one of them diamonds in the rough. I see. You know what I'm saying? People probably be like, oh, South Dakota, man. You putting a lot of people under the water right now.
I know. I can get on the map.
Hey,
I got another one that kind of
introduces myself. You want to hear that one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go for it. All right, it's not very long, but I be right the rap game, so call me the missus. I'm the daughter with hip hop, not just one of them bitches. I'm that bitch. So just keep giving me my riches degree, but I guess she consider me addicted. This is me in the flesh, yet so legendary. And I pay no mind to any of my adversaries. I'm very demanding. That cause with habit shit. And when I come blasting, that cause with habit quit. So don't flatter yourself. I'm the master of this. I'm like a bad habit, you have to admit. I'm addicted. You try to quit, but grasp it again. I keep up running things, and I have ever since.
Woo,
you got me
by the hand.
That's what it is, you know what I'm saying?
It is right there. You made it do what it do and
stop
the
comedy, baby.
Oh, yeah.
In the big SD.
That's rad.
So how do all of y'all feel about, you know, JG doing her thing out there in South Dakota?
Man, I think he's doing great, man. If you need some beats,
hit
me up,
girl. Beat.
I got you.
I give love with respect to do. Is anybody else from L.A. on this line?
I'm not from L.A., but I'm moving to L.A. in 2 weeks. I came from Tennessee. It's Megan Blue.
Well, make sure you holler at me when you're here.
Miss Blue is from L.A., right?
I will.
And right in the heart and soul of where it all happens. Where it all goes
down.
We got a caller calling in, ladies, that want to get at us on Bang Out Radio, 9277. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
All right, what's up with you, L.A. Dream? You already know who this is. It's your boy, Supreme. You know what I'm saying?
That's
calling in, showing some love. And
That's what's so with it. You see how these chicks is getting it in right here on Bang Out Radio? They doing their thing. You know what I'm saying?
On their thing.
Yes.
I was just talking about getting off of the city, man. I was like, damn, it's getting off right now. Acapella.
That's what's called Bang Out Radio. Whatever comes to mind, you know, I mean, we got Philly in the building. We got Tennessee in the building. We got L.A.
Tennessee.
We got Eaglewood. You know what I'm saying? We're getting it
in
right
in the building. You know what I'm saying? AV in the building. You know, in the high desert, staying up here.
No, and you are
the dying of slow death out here in the heat, but we still out here. You know what I'm saying? It's hot as hell, you know what I'm saying, out here, but he's still in the building.
You're in the air conditioning building. You don't go outside.
Oh, man. Oh, we got the swamp pool over here. We got over here right now, man. We got the fan going. We got the fan and the swamp pool going, man.
With a little bit of ice in the background.
Yeah, man.
Dream, I have a question for you.
What's up?
It's Mega Boots. I have a question. What do you think about, like, female rappers who talk about other female rappers? Is it, like, well, talk about other females as in lesbian type stuff. Will you still listen to that music?
Who are you asking?
I'm asking Scream. He just called in, right?
Are you asking me?
Scream?
Would you still be a fan if your favorite female rapper, whatever, decided to talk about lesbians?
About lesbians?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't
be
mad, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it is what it is about your preference and sexuality and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be mad, you know? It is what it is.
Guys like that anyway, so to hear him rap about
it, I don't even know how you would rap about that, but you know what I'm saying? It would be interesting to hear.
They eyes closed.
I want to see the video. I ain't going to lie.
Can imagine some shit.
He said, I want to see the video.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
I want to see how that's going to come out, you know what I'm saying? But not real spit, you know what I'm saying? I would want to see that, like, even men, you know what I'm saying? I would want them, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to be real in the game, you know what I'm saying? That's what people respect in hip hop. They expect realness, you know what I'm saying?
Think
if you're going to be in the game, you know what I'm saying?
That.
Don't be in the closet, you know what I'm saying?
Be
gay about your situation, you know?
They
or
ready
be straight,
for
you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Be real, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? If you're going to come out like that, as long as you ain't lying to the people.
Maybe. They ain't ready for the dudes to come out like that yet.
Yeah, they ain't.
No, not the dudes.
Fine, though, you know?
It is some guys that rap like that, though. It is some male guys that do it. I got a drag queen homie that's a rapper. You know what I'm saying? And he doing
And I'm going to appeal to a certain audience, but it's not going to be me in that audience. But it's going
to
be a lot of drag queens bumping it.
I don't know. He looks more like how Wesley Snipes looked in that one movie with Patrick Swayze.
He
looked
a hot mess.
I bet you he wants to do his own version of I'm Coming Out. That's what I think.
Okay. The Diana Ross song.
That's funny.
Let's not get off the subject, y'all. We're getting on the drag queens.
Okay, look. We got a transgender,
what they do.
They're going to do what they do. They're going to make it on the scene one day. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that came out, so now it's going to be acceptable for rappers to come out, women and females.
That's right.
Men are not going to come out.
They're
going to get
beat
up. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, hopefully not. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to, discriminate against folks and all that.
Right? No, everybody's
not.
That's
a good thing. Jesse Jackson believes in hope.
We have another caller about to go live, y'all.
Women
right
doing, okay, go to the caller.
Like that. Caller 9300, you're live on Bing Out Radio.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Norma. Welcome to Bing Out Radio.
Is it me?
In the building. What's on your mind? Talk to her, baby.
You want to
Are
caller?
We on mine?
Yes, you're
live. Caller, speak up.
Oh, hey, we're following JG. When is she going on tour?
Woo!
JG!
You got a fan in the building, JG. That's what's up.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
is she going to go on tour? We love it.
What's your name, Miss Lady?
This is Sassy.
Sassy, what is your favorite song by JG?
Lady Anthem.
That's right.
I love Used to Love You Too. I love that song too.
What about It's Over? You got that? Are you familiar with that?
I heard it. That one's okay. I like
okay.
Well, yeah, I like that one too.
Like,
is she going on?
Okay.
JG, are you going to go on tour anytime soon?
I'm looking into trying to get my first CD done. As soon as that's done, then tour all the
then
way.
Then we'll see you out here. Cool. Right on.
Yeah, definitely.
Here, we have another fan on the line for JG. Hey, JG,
yes.
It's Hondro, and I love you so much. I love your music. You're such an inspiration to me. You're the best. I cannot fucking
believe
it.
I love it. It's like an infomercial.
That's what's up. So, JG, do you have any YouTube videos out or anything like that?
Well, actually, me and my boy, PNG, right now, we're working on a music video for my first track with him called Used to Love You. That's in the works at the moment. But other than that, it's pretty much just been kind of like, you know, YouTube kind of in front of my webcam sort of thing. But, yeah, I'm working on something more than that.
Give us your link so we can get familiar with JG.
Huh?
Well, how do we look up on YouTube?
Well, to be honest with you, as far as music goes, I just pretty much started writing when I was about 11 years old. And I first discovered that I could sing when I was about 12. And me and my brother, we used to rap. We used to, like, try to battle each other, and I sucked really bad. But eventually I got good enough to where I could actually, you know, meet him. So I just kind of started to grow on everything, and writing and singing and rapping. And then I picked up the guitar, so that's where that came from.
If anyone wants to see JG on Reverb Nation, just go to reverbnation.com, Julia Gregg, JG.
Oh, okay, I guess I don't need to say it.
Okay, that's what's up, you know. So, do you have any questions for her, Missy?
Missy? Nice.
Okay, well, that's what's up with it, you know what I'm saying? So,
let me let you finish with your sentences. I have a question for everybody. I don't know if anybody noticed that BET had, like, the greatest MC of all time competition, and Eminem won. Like, does anybody have an opinion about that? Like, he's supposed to be the greatest MC of all time? Do you guys agree?
Yeah, of course not.
I don't agree with that,
the greatest MC of all time, but I believe he was somebody like me, because he said even one of his new songs that T-Pain wouldn't even do a song with him. And now that he's hot, T-Pain, you know, where T-Pain at? You feel me? That's how I feel. He overcome so much shit, bro. Like, for real.
No. I believe Eminem, you know, he qualifies to be in that category, you know, but I believe that it is other rappers that kind of on that level, you know. But I guess it's based over an overall criteria of how the album sold and things of that nature as well, you know.
And I actually don't need this credit card. I like because you were on
There were like six people in a room at a, like, say, a conference room, sitting in a boardroom that decided on that. And some people were like, no, it's Jay-Z. And some people were like, no, it's Tupac. Some people were like, no, it's Biggie. And how they came up with him as the greatest of all time is like saying Elvis is the greatest of all time when, no offense, but black people created rock and roll music. And then other people took it and ran with it. And then they're going to say, basically give all the credit to other people. Like, in 100 years, somebody, you know, might claim that white people started rap music, which we know now is not true, but 100 years from now, somebody might believe that.
That's true,
yeah.
You know. I mean,
Chuck Berry. Anybody, though, but sometimes history does get changed.
Yeah, well, look at Chuck Berry. He was doing his thing, and it was all blues rock all the way.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, that's the truth right there.
I support talent, period, but sometimes it gets, you know, people get it twisted.
Well, to be honest with you, like, I found my passion for blues and rock music when I was in Memphis, Tennessee. And
that's right.
And
you have to.
Yeah.
That's what's up. We have to get on one of your tracks, too.
Oh, awesome.
No, but I want you to tell us about your inspiration. Tell us about your inspiration of your music.
My inspirations would include Tupac, of course, Alicia Keys, Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, and MC Light. Definitely.
Yeah, Light.
Yeah, that's what's
you know,
up with
it's funny. I hear that question many times, you know, and everybody's answer is different. And I guess you can see what kind of structure a person is by who they used to listen to, and that's what type of artist they're going to be. That's why there's so many different type of artists out here right now, and everybody is hot. I don't even think they could just choose one no more.
They can't.
Yeah.
It's too many people. It's millions of artists, and the hottest artists may have not even been discovered yet. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know that. I mean, I want to get into a JG track right here on Bang Out Radio. Please, callers, don't you go nowhere. You know what I'm saying? We about to get it in on Bang Out Radio. 1069, I see you. Now, we about to get into some music right here on Bang Out Radio. Stay put, everybody, because we got to get it in.
Blackout, let's do it. I might have missed that. You'll have to explain it to me a little bit.
happened?
Oh, you know, Missy, you guys, are y'all familiar with the show on VH1 called Behind the Music?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, you know they did one on Missy Elliott this week. I think like 3 days ago I was actually tuning into that, you know, and basically her whole life story, you know, it's like we see her as a whole front artist, you know, and it's like, and you get a chance to go in personally and you get a chance to hear, you know, their true story from their own words. It just creates a whole different outlook on that artist, you know what I'm saying? And so, I mean, she went into detail about how her reaction was to Aaliyah's death and everything. She really, really, really took it hard.
Everybody took that hard. And like during the real talk, whenever Aaliyah died, I remember the next morning we had to get up and go in the choir. And I remember the pastor, he had said something about Aaliyah. Every kid in that choir, I put this on my son, everybody started crying. And it was right there.
Yeah, I was looking at how Missy Elliott, you know how when Missy Elliott went through that transition period, she did the album called Under Construction and everything. And like after that period,
like
that's
all India piled into there.
Yeah, remember when she showed like a significant amount of weight loss or whatever? I guess you know the big girl family. We was like, you know what I'm saying? Basically, oh my God, Missy Elliott lost weight. You know, she just fell out.
The big girl family.
Yeah, the big girl family.
I didn't know that.
It's a big girl family that looks towards like celebrity artists, like celebrity icons to like pave the way for them and you know be the voice of the big girl, you know.
Wow, that's deep. That's like Tyra, you know, how she tries to make everybody feel like they should accept themselves however they are.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, Missy Elliott is also another one of my inspirations, but one thing I really admired her for was a lot of people got on her about her weight, but she was still doing her thing, you know what I mean? Like, she could sing, she could rap, and, she didn't care. People called her weird, but she still did her own thing.
She was saying stuff about that on the show. She was saying how, like, when she first got started, you know, that she was actually discovered by Devontae Twing from Jodeci and everything, you know. And so when she got discovered, I guess, you know, they had a falling out. It was a lot of abuse on the relationship that he had with her and her girl group that they were a part of. And so, you know, Mary J. Blige is the one that kind of inspired her and told her, like, it don't matter about what, I guess the first video she came out with, I guess the song she wrote for Raven Simone, they had a nice little light-skinned, real skinny girl to rap her part in the video. And then she was I guess she was like, she felt like she wasn't good enough because they used somebody else in the video, you know, to rap her part, you know.
That's not the first time that's happened, but it's cool.
Yeah, that's deep right there, you know, and I guess, you know, Mary J. Blige is the one to encourage her, you know.
If it wasn't for Missy Elliott, I wouldn't even be here because she's the one who made me start and make the beat. Like, I used to play my guitar to her music, play the piano to her music and stuff, and then I started listening to Aaliyah's music after I heard Missy first. And then I started playing my shit to that, and that's how I got on.
You know what, JG, your music actually made me think about Missy Elliott, this song right here, because, you know, it's like R&B with a different flavor, you know, that's what made me go into the subject about Missy Elliott, actually, but, I mean, I'm looking at that, you know what I'm saying, and I see, you know, that you're doing your thing in the music industry, to actually give you a lot of insight, you know what I'm saying, on different
I was about 14 or 15 when I wrote that song, and the male voice on it that you hear, that's actually my nephew.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my nephew, Devon, he's part of this group called Smokehouse Family, which is a group I used to be a part of, but right now he's doing some time, but yeah, he laid that track down, and he kind of brought me into the music business when I got back to Rapid City.
How old was he when he was on the track?
Yeah.
Your triple A discount.
How old was he when he was on the track?
He's
like 21 when he was on the track. This is weird, but he's older than me. And the reason why is because my dad's 20 years older than my mom.
Oh, wow.
I have a meeting that I have to go to, so I got to get off the phone. But I want to give a shout out to everybody that came through today, all the female MCs, all the audience, and especially LA Dreena representing on BengalRadio.com. Keep doing what you're doing and supporting, and we're going to support you and keep moving forward to get everything that is for us. There is no lack, there is no limitation. Don't let nobody brainwash you into thinking it ain't enough for you. There is. Okay?
All right.
And YB is out. God bless.
Bye.
All right, peace out.
Bye.
Bye.
That was YB doing her thing, you know what I'm saying? You know, I got to shout her out. She got a thing. Together, you know what I'm saying? It's
yeah,
very
I've
inspirational.
Heard a lot of people
you know,
that crazy.
We have a few more minutes into the show left, you know, so I want to get into some real deal, Holyfield, you know what I'm saying, female MC music on this show. And not just that, you know, we're going to get into some more details, you know what I'm saying, about, you know, what's going on with the Dottie Rap fam, you know what I'm saying, what's up with some collaborations, what's up with y'all sending me some tracks so I can hop on them, and all of that on Bang Out Radio, okay?
Listen,
all the listeners out there that's listening in, you know, I just want to let y'all know, if you would like to get in contact with L.A. Dreena, you can reach me at www.facebook.com/purethick. That's P-U-R-E-T-H-I-C-C. You can also follow me on Twitter at Ladrina. So Kelly, you know what I'm saying? And also, you know, look for me on Reverb Nation, just Reverb Nation/Ladrina, you know what I'm saying? I got one of my favorite MCs, you know what I'm saying, Dutch Rebel, you know. I already know. You'd already know who this is right here. So we about to get it in with this bad chick mix right here. Dutch Rebel.
Dutch Rebel.
That's what it is. Bang Out Radio.
Now here we go. We get waistline double time, drop it low. Hurricane bang, hit the tree, then I blow. Watch my chick beat the flow. Now here we go. See, I'm a custom chick looking for a custom fit. To set the scene, let me take you to the bean. I was right when he saw me at the light with a scissor tune. Bumping out my broom, broom. Pump up your boom, boom. Play me your goon, goon. Something with big on it. Your girl's trash. You should really put a lid on it. See, I don't make scenes. Won't blow your phone up. Kill it in my kick, so when I switch it to my grown up. I'm not like these other girls you dealt with. I'm a cold soul, looking for someone to melt with. Don't let the looks and the lip gloss fool you. Beauty and the beat, sit it down, let me school you. See, I can be your reader or your baddie. And we can change the world, so just call me when you're ready. And it's whatever, when we get together. Not trying to make you mine, I'm just trying to make you better. Yeah, still make you wanna get your cake up. Hissy sexy with no makeup. A nice smile, but she keep her frame thick. Making all them girls sick. Damn, it's a bad chick, yeah. She make you wanna get your cake up. A smart chick, hissy sexy with no makeup. A nice smile, but she keep her frame thick. Making all them girls sick. Damn, it's a bad chick, If you a bad chick, then do your thing, girl. You a bad chick, then do your thing, girl. You a bad chick, then do your thing, girl. Okay, now here I go. Wicked waistline, double time, drop it low. Hurricane dance, with the trees, then I blow. Broomstick click, watch my chick sweep the flow. Such a bad chick, just in case you ain't know. They know Rebel got her mind right. They say they love it when they see me in the limelight. They like the full lip, they like the wide hip. They like the fact that Dutch stack her own shit. Can I cook, can I clean too? What you need, rice and peas, I can feed you. Look smart, and I'm street smart. They say I'm red hot, and y'all just sweet talk. So get lost like you're Gilligan. It's such a shame how these lanes keep me giggling. Cause they wish they was built like me. They've been abroad trying to get like me. Yeah, she'll make you wanna get your cake up. Her smart chick, and she's
as my girl Dutch Rebel, you know what I'm saying, right here on Bang Out Radio, I want my girl Misty Blue, you know what I'm saying, I want you to, you know what I'm saying, speak what's on your mind, let all the listeners know how they can get in contact with you so they can find out what's going on with my girl Misty Blue.
I just want to give a shout-out to everybody, all the new artists that just called in today, and thank you for showing us all love here on bangedoutradio.com. Continue to show the love and spread the word. You know, just keep the FemC movement going in a swift, positive way, you know, so we can everybody can just upgrade their game and just do what we do, okay? And also, I want you guys all to have a safe, happy 4th of July.
Missy, can you just let them know a little bit about yourself, you know what I'm saying, with your whole rap career and all that stuff too, you know what I'm saying, so the ladies, they can be informed on what you got going on.
I'm one of them FemCs that rap about, you know, the grimy stuff, you know, the ugly side of what females go through. You know, like what Megan Boos was speaking on, I'm that FemC. I'm going to do that. I got to keep doing me. I can only rap about what I know about. So I'm going to rap about all that ugly shit that y'all don't want to hear about, but we go through it, you know, with the sex stuff, the domestic violence, all that shit. I rap about that. I just keep it real. I can only rap about what I know about, so that's just me. CB, holler at me.
Can you spit a few bars for us? Sorry, I had to put you on the spot, but can you please spit a few bars for us?
It'll be a little bit. Playing hating bitches, niggas hitting switches, baby over there, I just want to get in, because I got the cuttings to make you get in, to pack your bags and get your shit in, to try to get win. This hard-headed bitch, and on the way to the top, you making their bitches, dark chicken talking with all the fixing, that's that. You want to get in? I gotta switch it up because it's just too raunchy. Well, that's a little.
That's what's up. With it. Yeah. You got that swag. You know what I'm saying with it. You know what I'm saying. But that whole flavor that you got going, it kind of takes me back. You know what I'm saying, to MC Light. It does.
That's what I want to do.
Life.
You know what I'm saying. And everything come back around like Joe Bottom, baby. You feel me?
She one of my favorites. You know what I'm saying, and I like that. You know what I'm saying? I think myself, I'm still trying to find my flavor, you know what I'm saying, with the whole, you know, game, you know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout-out to Swan Ye, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get into some Swan Ye, you know what I'm saying, before we get off of, you know what I'm saying, Bang Out Radio, you know what I'm saying? And plus, you know what I'm saying, we got to find out what else is popping with the whole Dottie Razz fam, you know what I'm saying? Yes, you know what I'm saying? Bang Out Radio. You know what I'm saying? This is how we do it. My girl Misty Blue in the building.
Baby.
Yes, and be on the lookout for more Misty Blue. She's coming y'all way. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to be out on the lookout for her. You know what I'm saying? She's about to come with a lot of different stuff. You know what I'm saying? So just be looking out for her. She got a major project in the works. You know what I'm saying? Look out for Thick Rap Diva Season 2. It's coming. You know what I'm saying, from coast to coast with it, all the female MCs
everybody
out here.
Everybody, L.A. Drina, L.A. Stay, everybody, we all about to bust with some new shit. We about to bust a new asshole in this fucker.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to give y'all a little bit of exclusive, you know what I'm saying? And what's her name? Trini Rad. Trini Rad, is she still with us on the line?
No, it's Trini Savai. But she left a long time ago.
Oh, she did. Okay. Cause she got that speedy flow. You know what I'm saying? I like her little rap style. You know what I'm saying? So, I just wanted to get her opinion on what did she think about my little rap. Cause this is my first time recording. You know what I'm saying? The faster part of my rap. But I just want to hit y'all with that so I can, you know what I'm saying, see what y'all think. Here we go. Okay. Got to look at me now. L.A. Drina.
Oh, yeah. Stormer.
L.A. Drina in the building.
West Coast
fight. You know what it is. Let go. You want to rumble in my jungle, but you ain't walk a flock. If I pull a heat out, then you know I'm going to cock with the red bottom. Plus, then you know I got a rock with me. Trying to go down, then I ain't trying to stop. L.A. Drina in this bitch. I kill you hoes and dig a dick. My flow is so phenomenal. I murder all you plastic kids. Hate me now. Hate me later. I'm world champion like the ladies. You want a bench? I'm in the game. I need the fortune. Fuck the fame. You the loser. I'm the winner. I eat rap bitches for dinner. Call me the glutton, because I'm the fucking sinner. Bitch.
L.A. Drina. L.A. Drina. Yeah.
ready for this.
Man, I got more bars than Twin Towers and Linwood put together. You already know what it is.
What a fuck is my commissary, bitch? Second verse, same old shit. Hot as bars is all I spit. I'm on my grind, that's for sure. 2 days a week on bang out radio. Rest in star mob, ABZ. Cali girls, GMG. You fuck with me, bitch, rest in peace. I go so hard just like a beast. Fuck your squad, fuck your swag. Fuck your Louis Duffel bag. Fuck your flag, fuck your rap. Baddest bitch you ever had. If you hating on me, then I'm on my job. Special delivery like Black Rock. My boy's crack rated like my man Todd. I'm something like Wayne, man, I go so hard.
I want to give a shout out to my homeboy that
we just laid to rest yesterday. Shout out to him and his family. Says, rest in peace, my homie, and save a spot for all of us, baby. We love you.
Oh, yeah.
What about you, Missy Blue?
Shout out Miss Farley Enterprise. Shout out Honey Racks Entertainment. If it weren't for y'all, I would have never met L.A. Dreamer, so thank y'all. Shout out.
And I will have all the music in rotation on Bang Out Radio. Y'all already know we getting it in right here on Bang Out Radio Monday through Saturday. You know what I'm saying? So stay tuned for Sexy Saturdays. You know, if you got any R&B tracks, you know, all the listeners out there, send them to my girl Amanda Baby G. You know what I'm saying? She's doing her thing with that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we getting it in on Bang Out Radio. Shout out to my girl Misty Blue. You know what I'm saying? Misty Blue. I love you, girlie. You doing your thing. You know what I'm saying?
Misty Blue. MYSTIBLUEE on Facebook.
Yes. You know, I mean, if y'all want to hang out with us tonight, you know, we're doing it out here in the Antelope Valley, too. You know what I'm saying? L.A. Drina is out here in Antelope Valley. We're doing it. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my homegirls, you know, that won't be getting it in with me. You know, I'm waiting for y'all to drop y'all loads, because when y'all do, I'm holding you hostage, and we in every club from L.A. to motherfucking ATL all the way to fucking East Coast. You know what I'm saying? We're doing it like that. But right now, I mean, if y'all trying to hang out with us,
Coda!
We got to be up there late with it. You know what I'm saying?
We got to go for you.
Seven deep, you know what I'm saying? We getting it in. All the lady MCs, you know what I'm saying? We'll be up at Ladies Nightclub tonight, you know what I'm saying? Getting in with my homegirl, Ebony. She doing her thing up there, you know what I'm saying? We want to pop bottles.
Shout out to Ebony.
Yes. We getting it in right here, you know what I'm saying? Bang Out Radio. Y'all hit me up, you know what I'm saying? Look me up. You know, we're going to get it in. I'm talking to my female comrade MCs out there. Let's get it in. We need to make this hot music. We need to make sure we're getting it in. You know what I'm saying? So
we're going to have a femme retreat this summer sometime, so let's get it cracking, y'all. That's right.
You know, so I got some Megan Boots. We're about to ride it out with some Megan Boots right here. Bang Out Radio.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah.
It's
Kedge. CRF, nigga. Look, it's time to diminish any opposition. I wonder what they do if they in my position. Wait, they can never be in my position. Top spot, number one, on the throne is where I'm sitting. And I'm living life lavishly. No door knobs, so these lanes couldn't handle me. Breaking down the door like the rent on the leases up. Paper chasing, feet sore, hands bleeding from paper cuts. I keep them on their toes like dancers. The sickness that I spit, I admit, give them cancer. I whip them into shape like Dixon and Prancer. They questioning my game, well, bitch, I'm the answer. QEDJ, by the way, amazing. I'm all about my green like a cow, it's my craving.
Okay.
I spit with a symbiotic twist. Didn't get it, well, I rap.
I don't know how I was about to bounce the track without talking some before it dropped. Because it's Trini Savas.
Trini Savas.
Look, I just did a show yesterday with Dina Ray. Big shout out to you, Dina Ray. Purple Diva, Zaddy Red, Trini Savas. It's going down. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
I go hard Trini. Even when there ain't no beat. I let it rock and roll. Rolling rock, stop. Then I wait for the drop.
Trini with the ball, he hit my ball, give it all right. Number 33 with the ball of a dunk in your face. Hit you with the bump, say it's me, snitches. Who wants to want a butt change? Got my ears open for the ones been harder than what I do. Listen to all the tensions of my new damn kids. Ain't no beginning, ain't no pop. Ain't no jigging, ain't no knot. But those four dudes right there, goddamn, get it, rip it hard. They want my mama attention. I'm trying to be in everybody's way. Sidewalk clothes in the streets, one carpet, skateboard, little bit of street, number one way. But you gotta make it happen, man. It's just the beginning, it's kind of far from being over. I hope you to focus fast, don't care and reach it fast. You might as well get to know me, cause I ain't going nowhere. Bet you ain't know that I blow, billions of if you out. Sounds for the water, couldn't even stall past my flow. I'm a Mrs. Four, I got to focus on being a role model. Success, money, trail, sound the bell, can't forget the title. Do what I need to get the ground, best female you can ask around. I ain't dreaming, I can see the the crowd impatiently waiting, jumping up and down. Came to see your show, I can't see you now. See it back up, rap, sing them bout with doubtless threats, so catch up, breath. Beauty in the eyes with a double slap. Didn't need a beat when I broke this track. Tested in the joy, reaching for the dance. I'm so fierce, I'm so right. See you need for joy, you get a black hole. Why do I wanna be a girl looking up at the store? Do I wanna be a girl that evolved in the world? Can't live again, reality. If it's meant to happen, it's gonna let it be. What am I do if I'm supposed to entertain you? Sit on my butt, ignore, and just live on. I don't think so. I can't believe it. Cause everything is done for a reason. Funny how everybody trying to know you. When you walk up in the gig, everything is over. Hold up. Walking in, looking on point. From the toe of pressure. All them girls who beat up, why can't I touch ya? Real funny standing in the cut. Everybody I bang with around me popping right out. If it was my choice, I would like to be off. I'm crazy Joe Trini, about to go ham on all of y'all. Like, fight for it up, like a pen dude spitting all. Coming through the door like a special now with the boss of that bar. So I'm not about to shut it down, y'all. Eyeball, y'all, crawl, y'all, see what I go back, boss. Watch me dive in the beat, head first. Police go with the ridiculous outlaw. Chinese lining out your eyes, I'm hard. So you're so weak, we'll skip four stars and help to the fifth. What can I say? I love drive by the ratings. Let me in that I can really serve if I get full force. But you gotta stab down, pay me. Tell them what they ain't gonna drive you crazy. What's the regulations? We can make it become fame. We just thought of in the fame. It's definitely not me. I live a life of 40. I'm quick at the get 4J.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it is, Megan Booth. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to hit you up right now. You know what I'm saying? I just want to talk to you and everything, you know, when we get off the air. But definitely, I appreciate you coming through and, you know what I'm saying, we hanging out together. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. You know, we got a chance to really get it in, you know, and I'm looking forward to getting some more music, you know what I'm saying, with you and everything, you know. So we about to do it, you know. I got a lot planned, you know, and we're going to work on a concert and everything, you know. And since you out
let's
here on the
road.
Yeah, let's do it because we have, like, a lot of female MCs that want to get down with us, you know. But we got to do an all-female concert, you know what I'm saying, so.
We can do that shit. I'm down, man. If they need beats, tell them, holler at me. If you need beats, email me your email. MeganBoothMusic@gmail.com. MeganBoothMusic music@gmail.com. I got you.
That's what it is. I'm about to get off of here, and I'm going to hit you up right now, okay?
All right.
All righty then. Bye.
Right.